Lennon, you don't have a talent for playing golf. I can see that. Boy, let me show you how it is done. First, keep your eye on the price, that hole over there. Focus on it, like a dog would do for its bone. Then, concentration, boy. It's all about concentration for your body to get ready. And when you feel it's ready from top to toes, then hit it with full confidence. The stick will do the rest.
If I really wanted to hit it to win, you would have found out already. But you are right. Golf is not my game. Hate it, actually. Only here for some fresh air, playing golf with you. I will let you, the king, win, brother.
You still want to be bigger than Elvis. Look, people still see me as the king for a reason. You're just a working-class hero who somehow got a career in music, shouting, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just being too polite now. You actually mean saying punk from Liverpool? Don't push it too far, Elfishy. I can do that too, talking you down. I used to be great at it also.
Yeah, we ain't best of friends, I know, sir. Never were. Hey, you probably knew long time ago already, but I was the one who told the CIA to throw you out of my country way back then. Did you know that?
Of course I knew, Mr. Disgraceland. I felt so sorry for you doing your Las Vegas shows, getting fat and making a fool of yourself, so I kept quiet about it, out of respect. It could have made you cry, but must say, I can't deny you were my hero in the beginning only.
Thanks, Lennon. Sir, you're a true English gentleman. I paved the way for you guys. Don't you forget it. Oh, well, let's not trouble our minds about it too much. No UFO sighting this night?
No, unfortunately, but I can sense they're close. Last week you saw them yourself, you said.
Definitely UFOs. If one day I'm not around anymore, just remember, they probably pick me up for a ride. The king is first always. After that, perhaps, who knows, you, the walrus. Strange, actually. I don't really see you as a walrus. You're missing its teeth. You got any suggestion what I should call you? For a nickname? I love nicknames.
Yeah, me too. Not this time, though, with you. Somehow I'm the one still showing some respect. After all you've done to us to bring us down and to kick us out of your country, when all four of us will be here united, could be we might come after you for our revenge.
Sure, no problem. But keep in mind, sir, I am the one with the guns. I don't mind shooting some redcoats again.
Give peace a chance, brother.
That's fucking hippie stuff, Lennon. And you know that...
Whatever, Elfishy. Hey, you want to continue your golf? I think I've changed my mind. Want to give you a lesson now?
Oh, boy. I better watch out then. But no, sir. I'm done here now. Look, seems like rain also. We better get back before it starts.
My kind of weather feels like home, but can understand you southern dandies don't want to get wet.
Bigger than Elvis, what the heck were you thinking?
To the top of the toppermost top.
To the top of the toppermost top. Sounds like some stupid British redcoat general leading his troops to a disaster. That's not the way English should be spoken. Sir!
You better make haste if you don't want to get wet, Elfishy. Rain has started. I'll hide over there under those trees. Feels like sitting in an English garden again with this rain.